This is a dictation for Rakisha O'Neill. Rokuesha O-N-E-A-L. Rakisha O'Neill. Date of birth is 12/9/75. Date of accident 4/16/2021. Date of service is August 15, 2022. The patient reports that she is suffering from pain in the left shoulder to the degree of 9 out of 1 to 10, and she is unable to lift beyond 120 degrees of abduction. The patient reports a pain in the neck, mid back, lower back to the tune of 8, and she reports of numbness, tingling of both the hands, all the fingers. She has a pain in both the knees around 6, 1 to 10. She has had an MRI done, and she has a weakness of both her arms, and she has reported that she was having a carpal tunnel syndrome prior to the accident, for which she has been treated. And the numbness, tingling of the second, third, fourth finger used to be present, but now the whole arm, hand is numb. She also reported that she was unable to complete physical therapy regularly, and only 15 times she has done, and she is now here to get more therapy done. There was some disruption as the clinic got closed and she could not get to the therapy, according to her. And pain level varies from 7 to 8. ADLs are affected to the tune of 7, and especially walking ability and enjoyment of life are affected. The patient reports a 30% improvement in the pain, and in the system review, patient reported headaches, which are improving. They're less in frequency, like once a week, and severity is 4 on a scale of 1 to 10. They are associated with dizziness and vertigo, which is also decreasing in frequency and severity, associated with lack of focus, anxiety, and tension, but denies any vision problems, balance problems, or any other issues. No confusion, disorientation. Patient reports in pain and numbness, difficulty in walking, and slight pain in the neck, mid-back, upper back, lower back, along with stiffness and the knees. In the GI, patient has no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problem, incontinence of the bowel, stomach pain, blood in the stool, trouble swelling. In the GU, there is no incontinence of the urine, frequency, painful urination, or blood in the urine. In respiratory, the patient has coughing and asthma, but denies any trouble breathing, chest pain, shortness of breath. In last 30 days, patient reports that there is no, that the that pain has worsened, and there are no changes in the medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, or any loss or any other trauma. Current pain medication, Tylenol with codeine, number 4. Current pain medication. Substance abuse, none is reported. Compliance is the patient reports full compliance to the pain medication regimen. Physical examination is as follows. Blood pressure is 178/127. Pulse is 73. Pulse ox is 99. The rest of the physical examination is same from previous visit of 7/18/2022. Dictation number 0803-109 and also 0725-068. Please bring forward the general review, musculoskeleton examination, extremities examination only. Thank you. The diagnosis remains the same. The plan of care is as follows. We provided the following medication to the patient. Naproxen 500 twice a day, L-level 50 mg at night, lidocaine patch 5%, Voltaren gel 3% for topical pain relief, Flexeril 10 mg 3 times a day for muscle relaxation. For pain relief, Tylenol codeine with number 4 is provided to help. Physical therapy once a week. I ordered, since it appears the patient has had episodes of previous therapy. Maps were reviewed, labs were reviewed, and the work is, patient will remain off work and off housework. Replacement services have been ordered and transportation has been ordered. She is referred to Dr. Kazi, who is a primary care physician, for consultation with the blood pressure issues. Thank you.